Back now with Day to Day. Actor Benicio del Toro wanted to play the role of Che Guevara for years. He first heard of the legendary Argentine revolutionary when he was a kid growing up in Puerto Rico.
The very first time I heard his name probably was from a Rolling Stones song called Little Indian Girl.
It's the gringo. My father, he ain't no Che Guevara.
That Rolling Stones song didn't really explain much about the Marxist leader, but it did conjure an image in Del Toro's mind. He thought that Che Guevara sounded like a pretty cool guy.
A warrior, not necessarily a killer, like a serial killer, but a warrior, a revolutionary, a man with a weapon, a man. That was the image that I had.
Benicio del Toro recently brought that image to life in the film Che, directed by Steven Soderbergh. It opens this week in New York and Los Angeles, presented as two films with an intermission in between. The second film looks at Che Guevara's failed attempts to start a revolution in Bolivia. The first chronicles his time in Cuba, where he fought under the leadership of Fidel Castro. The film is mostly in Spanish, except for a few scenes where Che Guevara is interviewed through an interpreter.
What is the most important quality for a revolutionary to possess?
El amor.
Love.
Love.
Déjeme decirle.
Let me tell you something at the risk of sounding ridiculous. A true revolutionary is guided by great feelings of love. Love of humanity, of justice and truth. It is impossible to conceive of an authentic revolutionary without this one quality.
Benicio del Toro won the Best Actor Prize at Cannes this year for his portrayal of Che Guevara. When I spoke with him earlier, he said he did a lot of research for the role, starting with a book he picked up in Mexico City.
The book was a collection of letters he had written to his mother, to his aunt, to his father. And I saw this other side of him. His writing, number one, was really fantastic, and it had some kind of wisdom. It had some social conscience, it had some wit, self-criticism, it had a sense of humor. There was this other image that started to emerge, because I didn't know much about the guy, but that little thing from a Rolling Stones song, so I got more interested in him.
This film is a really long film. It's about 4.5 hours.
It's not that long.
It's pretty long.
It's not even a flight from, L.A. to New York.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Some change. Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about it is here you have this whole stretch of time, and you see so much about what happens in his life, but a lot of it's action, and you don't get those kind of pivotal scenes where you find out why it is that he makes the choices that he makes. So I'm curious, what did you as an actor bring into this role to kind of help inform you? Why did he take each of these steps along the way? Why did he make these decisions he made?
Some of it, in movies as an actor, you just look out for the background of the character and the history of Latin America, in a way. If you think about it, it's just a history of a lot of violence and a lot of, like, colonialism or man exploiting man. And so he emerges from that. So what I do as an actor is to learn some of the history, and in a way the movie is not trying to explain it, it's just peeping into these moments of his life.
One of the themes of this film had to do with the fact that Che Guevara was from Argentina, and here he was fighting in Cuba, fighting in Bolivia, countries that weren't his own. You yourself were born in Puerto Rico, but you spent most of your life in the United States. Was there anything about your own personal experience that you were able to draw on?
Yeah, I mean, being Puerto Rican, we share, Puerto Rico and Cuba share a lot of its history. Prior the turn of the century of the 1900s, Cuba and Puerto Rico were both colonies of Spain, both fighting for their independence. So,
this is a film that's primarily in Spanish, and that was your native language, but most of your recent films have been in English. What was that like for
all
you
my,
switching
all my, all my, not most of my recent films, all my films have been in English. So, yeah, it's more complicated than you think.
How so?
You are listening to yourself speaking Spanish. I spoke more Spanish in this movie than I was spoken in maybe the last 20 years in one sitting. You know, I live in Los Angeles. I speak mostly. I dream in English.
I'd like to ask you about the image of Che Guevara, which is one that's been seen so often here in the U.S., most often on T-shirts, on college students. I just the other day saw a Che Guevara beer, and it seems like he's almost become an icon removed.
A beer?
A beer, Che Guevara beer.
Where? What was it called?
I think it was called Che. But I just wonder, I mean, he's just become so much of an icon in this country. What role do you see Che Guevara serving in today's American modern culture?
Whoa. What do you think? Whoa. I think I think he's pretty well known all over the world when it comes to his image. And I think that in my experience of the people that I've known that have, that wear a T-shirt of Che, is that they know something about him, an essence, either this guy didn't sell out, this guy followed his dreams all the way to the end, you know, this guy never quit, this guy fought for injustice, or something that maybe is not the whole picture of Che, but there are, I think, elements about Che that are, in a way, real.
Benicio del Toro plays Che Guevara in the new film, Che. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
for what you do.
Sure thing. Our pleasure. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Che opens tonight as a special one-week event in New York and Los Angeles. The film has a wider release in theaters and as video on demand next month. Day to Day is a revolutionary production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.